Shannon.
Good morning, Your Honors. If it pleases the Court, Stephen Shannon on behalf of Yongzi Xu. Your Honors, this is a case that involves counterfeit documents, and the sole issue is how many documents Mr. Xu should be responsible for. The District Court found that he was responsible for more than 100. Our argument is that it should be less than 100, and it's based upon the Court's finding. Your Honor, I've articulated that in the brief. I would just briefly mention that on pages between 20 and 21 of the transcript, the judge says, and there definitely was some discussion here, I can't count on all of them, meaning we know that Mr. Xu supplied customers to this counterfeit organization and was part of the conspiracy. But what we don't know is how many documents he should be responsible for, and that's what the judge in the district court found. And I would focus on that.
Well, you admit the 20, don't you?
That's correct, Your Honor. It's in the plea agreement, and we certainly admit that. However, it's 20
and
customers.
And then there are 80 Social Security cards that he gave to Tao Zhang. So 20 plus 80 equals 100.
That's correct, Your Honor. However, the court found that of the 20 customers that were in the plea agreement that were agreed to, the court could not determine how many of those customers, if any, actually received any counterfeit documents. That really is the heart of the argument.
Where do you see that? I don't understand.
It's in my brief on page 20. The quote at the top, the court, line 3, where it starts, I can't count all of them because I can't be sure every single one of them actually got through to process an illegal document. That's from the transcript, Your Honor. Pages 20 and 21 of the sentencing transcript.
Well, I don't understand that. He said by a preponderance of the evidence, which is all he needed, it's probably more like 150, 130. What's the matter with that?
Your Honor, I believe that while the judge articulated that it was by a preponderance of the evidence, the preceding statement is that he couldn't be sure.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be sure, right? Preponderance is the correct test, right?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Right, so he doesn't have to be sure. Not proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
Are there any other questions, Your Honor? I'd be happy to answer them. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Shannon.
Thank you.
Mr. Dolier?
May it please the Court, my name is Steve Dolier and I represent the United States of America in this matter. As the Court's pointed out, the judge did reach the 100 figure based on a finding that the defendant had supplied Li Li Liu, a co-conspirator, with at least 20, maybe 30 customers, but the Court relied on the more conservative number of 20, and that Tao Zhang had been supplied with at least a minimum of 80 cards, and putting 80 to 20 together got to 100. And the Court went even so far as to say that it was a preponderance standard, but that even if the District Court had applied a clear and convincing standard, he would have reached a number of 100 or more. And the way the sentencing hearing actually went, he reached that 100 figure several times throughout the transcript. And for those reasons, there was no error in how the Court reached the 100 figure for the purposes of the sentencing hearing, certainly by a preponderance of the evidence. Unless the Court has questions for the government, I would rest on our briefs and ask that the Court affirm the sentence issued by the District Court.
Mr. Shannon, do you have anything further?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And you were appointed, were you?
Correct.
Well, we thank you for your efforts on behalf of your clients. We'll move on to our next case.